USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A rogue pilot in Mississippi landing in a field and into charges of grand larceny and making terroristic threats. The pilot has been identified as Corey Wayne Patterson, an employee of Tupelo Aviation. Officials say he did not have a license to fly, though he did have some flight instruction. He circled the skies of northern Mississippi for several hours, threatening to crash his plane into a Walmart at one point. Patterson could also face federal charges. NASA scrubbed the launch of its crew capsule into lunar orbit Saturday due to a fuel leak, the second time in a week that they canceled the launch. It was a scratch on Monday when they discovered escaping hydrogen. No word on when NASA might try again. Repairs could possibly bump the launch until October. For the first time since the pandemic began, Jehovah's Witnesses are once again doing their door-to-door ministry. Practitioners call it a crucial part of their faith. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the Buy One, Get One Extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
The Houston Texans begin their season in a couple of weeks at home against the Indianapolis Colts. When that happens, the school shooting in Uvalde will be heavy on their hearts.
The team announcing Friday that they will be sporting an Uvalde Strong helmet sticker when they take on the Colts. Earlier this week, the Texans traveled to Uvalde to visit with high school football players. They're gifting the team new uniforms thanks to Nike. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Former Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev was laid to rest on Saturday. His reforms have been credited for ending the Cold War. He also precipitated the breakup of the Soviet Union, which he called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. Notably absent from the funeral, Russian President Vladimir Putin. He claimed that he was too busy to attend. Gorbachev died on Tuesday at the age of 91. Online at usaradio.com. You are listening to USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
Trending downward, monkeypox cases, they appear to be on the decline.
Monkeypox cases appears to be on the decline in the epicenter of the county's outbreak. Data from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene shows that as of August 30th, the Big Apple recorded a 7-day rolling average of 9 infections. That's an 82% decline from the 7-day rolling average of 50 recorded 2 weeks ago. Since the outbreak began in mid-May, no state or city has recorded more monkeypox cases than New York. Nationwide trends appears to show a drop according to the data from the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
4-ounce packages of St. James Smokehouse's Scotch Reserve Scottish Salmon are being recalled after a sample tested positive for Listeria. They were sold earlier this year between February and June to stores in 10 states, Alabama, Colorado, Florida, Illinois, New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, Virginia, Washington State, and Wisconsin. Anyone who has the product should throw it out or return it to the store for a full refund. A drug-sniffing dog led authorities at a Milan airport to nearly 30 pounds of cocaine that was stuffed into the leather upholstery of a motorized wheelchair. The user of the chair was arrested after he stood up. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.